1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy. What's it?
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Mount Lebanon High School and the WPIL 5A Boys Basketball Semifinals. Tonight here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS, it's number 3 Thomas Jefferson taking on number 10 Hampton with a spot in Saturday night's championship game on the line. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Tom Drakely is beside me. Eric Bennett's our floor director. Grady Peterson and Cam Pritz are on the cameras. Thomas Jefferson won the Section 3 title outright, going 12-0 through the league. TJ has won 13 of its last 14 games, dropping a non-section game at Penn Trafford in mid-January. Hampton has won 7 straight, including an opening round win at number 7 Peters Township, then held off number 15 Ringgold, surviving a buzzer-beating attempt by the Rams. The winner plays in Saturday's championship game at the Peterson Event Center atop Cardiac Hill. The opponent will also be decided tonight as number 1 Chartiers Valley and number 4 Moon meet for a third time, having split their section series. All 4 semifinalists have already qualified for the PIAA tournament in 5A boys. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Ebern Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on ebernsurance.com. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. More on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at ebernsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Take a quick look at this 5A boys bracket. It's Chartiers Valley and Moon in one semifinal. We have Hampton and Thomas Jefferson in the other. Hampton a winner over Peters Township in the opening round at Peters and then beat Ringgold 48-47. TJ 86-79 win at home against Greater Latrobe and then withstood Penn Hills in a 40-plus point effort against them to win 74-69. Consolation action all taking place tomorrow for 5th and 7th place, and all have already qualified. Gateway, Penn Hills for 5th, Shaler and Ringgold for 7th. starting lineups and the tip when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Thomas Jefferson, the three seed, won 9 of their first 10, losing to Erie McDowell at the West Allegheny Holiday Tournament. Since then, the Jags have won 13 of 14, losing only to Penn Trafford. Hampton started the year 4-4, won 3 in a row, lost 3 out of the next 4, but ever since losing to Kiski 49-39, it has been Hampton, Hampton, and more Hampton, 7 straight wins to get to this point. Starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from the Hampton Talbots, coming in at 15-7. 5'9 senior Andrew Butler. A 6'3 senior Zach Danner, averaging 10 points and 7 boards. 6'4 junior Tanner Ohodnicki. 6'3 senior, averaging 14 points a game, Jonas Cups, and Gavin Gwynn, a 5'11 senior, averaging 11 points a game. On the other side, for the Dom DeSico-led Thomas Jefferson Jaguars, 22-2 on the campaign, 5'9 senior Josh Gardner, 6'1 junior Kane Egerton with 9 points a game, Justin Fry puts in 20 every night out, the 6'4 junior, second leading scorer on the team, averaging 20 points a night. 6'1 senior Brady Krause, and averaging 22 points a game, the 6'6 senior Nick Turkola, second leading scorer all time, Thomas Jefferson boys, 1,246 points, that second only to Evan Berger, 1,600 and change. And by the way, pretty early on in this game, Fry and Turkola will cross 1,000 points for the season, those two alone.
That is just amazing. How many times do you have two players on the same team, Bob, averaging 20 points a game? TJ has an excellent basketball team, but I watch this Hampton team. Don't sell them short. They are tough as nails.
Set to get this one underway. Jags in their home whites with the gold numbers. Hampton in the road blues with the gold numbers. Referee Quinn McGuire puts the ball in flight. Turkola tips it near side to Fry, and we're underway. And right away, pressure right at midcourt by the Talbots. Beautiful pass underneath from Gardner. Finds Fry cutting to the basket for the lay-in.
Yeah, that was a set play coming right out of the jump. A little back cut layup. Beautiful pass by Gardner.
Talbots get the ball across the timeline. Jags matched up man-to-man, but they lose a guy. And now a pass deflected. Good hands there by Gardner. He had the assist on the bucket and now has a deflection to knock a ball out of bounds.
Yeah, they had a man wide open for a shot. Gardner prevented that.
Inbound feed goes to Andrew Butler. Across the timeline, Butler deals left wing to Danner. Screen set. Danner on a switch on defensively. Danner walks in, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on Justin Fry. First foul of the game on either team.
Danner loves to put the ball to the floor and take it to the rim, Bob. You got to keep him out of the paint.
Screens try to get the ball inbounds, and it's tipped away but saved nicely. Good job there by Ohadnicki. And then back out to Butler to reset. This is the third time Butler's had to set up their offense on this trip, this end of the floor. Nowhere to go for Ohadnicki. And now hand it off. Dribble drive down low. Ball comes across to Danner. Gets the low block. Walks into the paint. Kick it to the far side. Gwynn for three in the lead.
Yeah, averaging 11 points a game. He's a pretty good three-point shooter.
Jags get the ball on the front side to the hoop. Ball hacked out of the hands of Turkola, who went right away looking for a foul. Fast break other end. Cups with the lay-in. 5-2 Hampton. Jags get it right back at the other end to get shot coast-to-coast. Drive by Kane Egerton. Five-four lead for Hampton. Three ball posing pretty by Jonas Cups, and it carried long, and the Jags with the rebound.
Yeah, and he's not gun-shy. He will fire that ball up.
Kraus. Deal it up top on the drive for Fry. Kick it back far side. Three ball in flight. It's an air ball. Caught by Gwynn, and he lost it out of bounds. Going to be ruled last touch by the Jags.
Well, I think Brady Kraus that time had his foot out of bounds when he hit the ball.
Actually, they're just going to rule that he knocked it out of the hands of Gwynn. And then when it hit the baseline, it was out there. 5:50 to play. First quarter, 5-4. Hampton leading Thomas Jefferson. Butler patiently across the timeline. I did mention Quinn McGuire, the referee. Bradley Yeoman and Mark Weir, the umpires, working the game tonight. Gwynn trying to force his way in, has a hand right in his face. Gets the floater to go over Turkola anyway.
Well, I told you, Bob, they're tough. They have a lot of toughness to them. Physically, they will play with you toe-to-toe.
7-4, Hampton in front. Egerton picks up the dribble, steps through, puts up a shot, and got bailed out by the Hampton defense there.
Yeah, that was a bad foul. He didn't have a very good look.
He had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And was way out. The foul called on Jonas Cups. His first. Two free throws coming for Kane Egerton. Seven, four, Hampton early lead. Egerton, line drive, too strong, hit the back of the iron and kicks out. Luca Romero-Lauro checks in for Hampton. And Noah Sear on the floor for Thomas Jefferson. 2nd shot, 1 of 2 there for Egerton. And it's a 7-5 ball game.
Noah Seal comes off the bench, averaging nearly 8 points a game for the Jaguars.
On the dribble, Talbots keep it alive. That ball almost lost by Zach Danner. Butler driving against Turkola. You know, I know you're going to get some shots blocked, but I like that theory.
Well, they're spreading them out, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to drive it.
Ohadnicki picks up the dribble, and the feed back out to the midcourt to Butler. Butler starts a long way out. Turkola cuts him off. Ball to the corner. Cups for three. Short. Rebound weak side. Zach Danner tried to wrap it around. And a pass tip. Taken away and then taken back. Danner hustling back after that one.
Great hustle by Hampton on that possession, Bob.
4:20 to play. First quarter. 7-5 Hampton. Pass intended for the elbow and just knocked away by Gardner. That didn't have a chance of getting close. Butler's drive cut off, feed out to the top of the key for three. That won't go, and a holding foul going to be called underneath on Kane Egerton.
Wow, how about that? And he did. He grabbed him.
Danner was reaching over top, and Egerton he was leaning back into him, and he couldn't jump, and so he reached and got a hold.
Grabbed his arm.
Second foul on the Jags in the quarter. Hampton extended possession here with the foul on the rebound after the miss. You give teams multiple looks at the basket, and they usually make it pay.
Absolutely.
TJ scored the first point, but then three straight sets for Hampton afterwards. Drive through the paint. Nice stop and pop for Zach Danner.
I was so impressed with his ability to score around the basket. And if you let him catch the ball deep, he's going to hurt you.
Sear on the handoff. Turkola going for the two-hand flush.
Well, that's not too bad either.
High percentage.
Oh, my goodness. Turkola's a quality player. So it's 6'6", no less.
Blocking foul in the midcourt. Called on Josh Gardner. That's three fouls on TJ. Scores 9-7 Hampton, 3:21 to play in our first quarter.
How many high school players do we see that can take two dribbles and dunk down the lane like that? Not many.
Danner to key the sideline throw in. He'll feed it into backcourt where Butler's all alone. There are people everywhere.
Oh, this place is packed. Great atmosphere for a high school basketball game. You have to love it.
Three ball offered, nothing but net, Jonas Cupps.
And that's what he does, and I'm telling you, you let him set those feet, he'll drill them.
12-7. Turkola on the drive, protects the ball, missed the lay-in.
Thought he got fouled.
Shouts at the game official, the lead guy.
Not a good idea. Look at this.
Underneath, Danner left alone. Turkola comes back, gets a tie-up. Held ball, possession arrow, Hampton.
Can't yell back at the officials. They'll get you on that one. I don't think he got fouled, Bob. I just think he missed the shot.
2:48 to play, first quarter, 12-7 Hampton leads. Talbots to inbound. Romero Lauro feeds it into the corner. Cupps drives into the paint, picks that up. Look to the baseline, but Romero Lauro too well covered. Ball comes back out to midcourt to Butler. And now near side. Romero Lauro gets it down low to Danner, and a blocking foul going to be called.
Oh my.
A little flop there by Egerton got him called for a foul.
Yeah, I'd like to see. That's a foul. I mean, that's a charge, Bob. I just look at the replay. He lowered the shoulder, knocked him right over. That's charge.
Second foul on Kane Egerton.
Dom DeSicco, he is not very happy. Shaking his head, yelling at the official. And I can't say I blame him.
Luke Kloss checks in for Hampton. Inbound feed up to Gwynn and gave it back to Butler, who had gone into backcourt and just got his feet down on the front side. Gwynn looks inside. Now deals instead to Kloss. To Romero Luca into the paint. Ball into the hands of Ohanicki, and now fumbled out by Gwynn. Gwynn trying to get around Sear. His shot rejected. Ball tapped around, and Hampton gets to the loose ball.
They've been right on the loose balls, the 50-50 balls. They're getting every one of them.
Butler drive down low. Ball knocked loose and going to be an out-of-bounds call against Butler. He was touching out-of-bounds while touching the basketball.
Yeah, there was some physicality on that drive. Both players were bumping. But a pretty good no call when you look at it the second time, Bob.
1:51 to play, first quarter, 12-7 Hampton. Coming up on two-minute drought for the Jags. They'll get it across the timeline. Long bounce pass. Gardner gets it back. Three ball straight on off the iron, won't go. Hampton gets the rebound. Fry picks himself up off the floor in a rebound battle. Gwynn hassled by Sear, unable to get the ball off. Romero Lauro on the dribble. Turkola looking for a 5-second count. Drive, shot rejected, ends up right in the hands of the Jags coming up the floor. It's Brady Krause. Sear, handoff to Fry. Fry is trying to set up a drive. Kick it to the corner. Krause for three. It's good.
Yeah, well, Krause is a pretty good three-point shooter, Bob. Gets those feet set. He can knock them down.
12-10, Hampton's lead trimmed to two. 50 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Defense tough by Gardner just across the midcourt line.
We've seen some tough defenses, both teams so far this evening.
Ohanicki with the ball now brings it to Gwynn. Turkola out on him. Gwynn backs out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Bounce pass to the far wing. Romero Lauro brings it back this way to Danner. He's looking across the top of the key. People going through at the high post. A lot of traffic there. 15 seconds to play in the first. Gwynn on a drive. Turkola recovered. And Gwynn drives it. Missed the shot. Battle for the rebound. Sear fortunate not to get called for a foul. Second chance won't go. Gwynn rebounds. 3 and 4 chances for Hampton. And Turkola saying, you guys got to call a foul.
Yeah, he's not been happy.
This foul called on Brady Krause, his first. 5 fouls on the Jags. And Gavin Quinn to the free throw line with just 1.6 seconds to play in the quarter. First shot good. 13-10 Hampton. And Danner going to sit for these final couple of seconds. Second free throw for Gwynn, also good. A couple of more subs checking in for Hampton. Talbots have a 4-point lead. And this is Jake Lucas and Jackson Mahalik. Launch from half court by Gardner hits the top of the backboard. Hampton 14, Thomas Jefferson 10 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Possession arrow throw in for TJ to start the second quarter. 14-10 Hampton with the lead.
I think TJ's a little bit shocked by the effort. Hampton's a very, I know they're a 10 seed, Bob, but you can't go by that. They play hard.
Gardner goes cross court to Krause out on the far sideline. Keeps the dribble, gets open at the high post, hits the jumper.
Yeah, nice job. Nice patience by him that time. Krause knocking down the two-pointer at the elbow.
Krause averages 3 points a game. He has 5 already minute into the second quarter.
Very capable shooter. I've watched him play and watch him knock down threes.
Ball up top. Cups for three. He hit it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. That kid's got a stroke. Jonas Cups.
He likes to pose every time he takes it.
I saw that.
17-12. Fry takes it strong to the hoop. Shot partially blocked, controlled by the Talbots. Oh, and Nicky with the block.
A lot of contact, too. I thought there could have been a foul called, but no call made. Play on, they say.
Butler in the midcourt. Hampton with a 5-point lead. Biggest of the game for the Talbots. Jags led 2-0. And since that point, they've been behind. Up top, it went to Cups, and he'll drive this time. Little fadeaway side of the lane, good.
How about that shot, Bob?
Timeout. Thomas Jefferson, 6:37 to play, second quarter, 19-12. Hampton back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Dom DeCicco had seen enough.
Well, he needed to talk about it. I'll tell you what, Cups is lighting him up.
After the timeout, Jags get the ball ahead. Turkola out on the wing.
Turnover.
Trouble and turnover. Zach Danner with the takeaway.
They just are a little bit out of sync here, Bob.
Cups, three ball straight on off the rim. Long rebound. Danner trying to save it, but he'll tip it right back in close to the Jags. Turkola gets on the floor. Loose ball. Wrestling match ensues. Kane Egerton involved along with Ohadnicki.
Yeah, Ohadnicki got rolled up on that time. No question about it.
And Hampton's going to get the ball out of this.
Oh, man. Talk about hustle. I thought there were two chances for TJ to pick the basketball up and control the dribble. They didn't do that. Credit to Hampton for staying with the play, able to create the jump ball and the alternating possession.
Jeff Rabel checks in and Brady Krause will go out. 19-12 Hampton, possession arrow throw in. Now 6:05 to play in the first half. Winner will play the Chartiers Valley Moon winner. Cups looked like he wanted to take another shot. Now he and Gardner, a little wrestling match up top. Gwynn circles, reverse it, won't go. Rebound Rabel. Really get in the floor and grab it right away. Turkola takes a pass across, runs into a defender, basket for the lay-in.
Boy, he's a hard matchup when he gets a full head of steam, Bob.
19-14, Hampton plus five. 4 points early on for Nick Turkola. Cups on the dribble. Turkola forces him to go one way, then the other. Pass to the far side, almost went to the bleachers. Zach Danner on the dribble drive. Dish it down low. Shot goes across the iron. Getting back to it is Ohadnicki, and he gets knocked down on the floor. He put up a shot far side of the rim, missed everything, and came over and caught the ball. Foul on the Jags. This is Jeff Rabel, his first. And I think Ohadnicki's going to have to go out. He's bleeding. This is not a free throw situation. So the Talbots will sub in.
I think it's a lip. He's bleeding from his lip. So he'll be back in there shortly.
Coach taking a long time. He's trying to stall and see if he can't keep him in the game.
Well, that's what he wants to do. He wants to put him back in, but he has to sub now, so he's putting in a substitute.
Ran out of time, so Luca Romero-Lauro checks in. Baseline throw in for Hampton. 19-14 Talbots lead to Thomas Jefferson. Gwynn gives it right back to Andrew Butler, the 5'9 senior court general. Butler at the volleyball 10-foot line. Can't get free of Justin Fry.
Patient half-court offense. Do a lot of motion, lots of screening and cutting.
Gwynn to an open man, Danner, down the lane, shot off the window and in.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, when Danner gets the basketball, if he's in the paint, you can forget about it.
Up the floor the other way. Shot up and in. Kane Egerton put it hard in off the glass. 21-16. Hampton's lead is five. Coming up on 4.5 minutes to play first half. Talbot's the 10 seed. Went to seven. Number seven, Peters, beat them. Took on number 15, Ringgold, beat them. Air ball three. Well wide of the mark there by Cups. Three ball near side, Egerton home.
Well, you can hear the Thomas Jefferson crowd. They're getting into it now.
21-19, Hampton's margin that was seven has been trimmed to two. 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Ball right side to Gwynn and a quick pass into the corner. Egerton out to guard there. Cups, that is. And now Danner started the drive, abandoned that effort. Give it off to Romero Lauro. Danner's going to drive. Turkola drives him deep. Dish to Gwynn. Score it.
Man, they get around you. Excellent interior passing by the Talbots.
Rabel to Egerton, and a ball lost out of bounds. Knocked away from Fry, and last touch by the Talbots.
Yeah, that looked like Fry might have touched that ball.
Checking back in, Tanner Ohadnicki. 3.5 minutes to play, second quarter. 23-19, Hampton up by four. Turkola out on the left wing. Three ball, two off the window and good.
Well, I don't think he called bank, but it counts.
23-22.
Turkola is a very capable perimeter shooter, Bob.
I almost said too strong, and then I saw he was going to hit the window. I couldn't see exactly the angle, and he hit right in the box and banged it home.
And he was shaking his head on the way back.
Danner, give it off. Gwynn for three. Long rebound comes up the lane. Jags with numbers. Egerton has Turkola behind. Egerton for three in the lead. Kane Egerton with 11. TJ back in front, 25-23.
How about that? Pull up from three on a break.
Timeout Hampton. 2:42 to play. Second quarter. Thomas Jefferson 25, Hampton 23 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
30-second timeout taken by the Talbots. 2:42 to play, second quarter, 25-23. Our second lead change of the game.
Well, TJ seems to have settled in here, Bob. I mean, they're now getting very comfortable with what they want to do. And they want to get that ball out and go and take open shots. Very capable of knocking them down, as Edgerton did on the last three.
Three threes in this quarter for the Jags.
Well, it's certainly given them the fuel to take the lead.
And all of those in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Jags on an 11-2 run to go up by one. Butler deals left side to Cups, gets a screen from Danner. Pass into the corner, too far. Turnover.
Well, that's a shame because the guy that rolled was wide open, and that would have been Zach Danner for an easy one, but bad pass.
Man-to-man Hampton defense. Meets Kane Egerton when he gets across the floor. Turkola, wide screen there. May have been a foul. Egerton for three. Short rebound grab by Butler. He'll bring it up the floor. Butler trying to go coast to coast. Kick to Cups. Corner three. Off the rim and in.
How about that bounce?
13 points for Cups. Hampton back in front. 26-25. Fry in the corner. Trying to get around the defender, muscles his way to the hoop and in.
Well, I wondered when they were going to try to get the ball in his hands. He's a 20-point scorer, and he is very good around the basket. And that time he just said, I'm taking this one to the rack.
8 points combined now for Turkola and Fry, and they're over 1,000 points on the season. Pass from the wing from Cups, too tall, picked off. Jags bring it up the floor. Sear on a crossover, hassled there by Romero Lauro. Ball knocked loose. Talbots end up with it. Lay-in for Butler.
Yeah, what a steal by Butler. He came from the opposite side. The Jags never saw him.
Ball caught inside. Rabel hangs and bangs and gets the deuce and will go to the foul line. End to end action in a hurry. Foul on the board on Andrew Butler, his first. That's just the second foul of the game on Hampton.
Well, you can't fall asleep, Bob. Each team just takes it to you.
Rabel's free throw. Good old-fashioned three-point play in the books. And the Jags will substitute 30-28, TJ plus two. 1:10 to play, second quarter. Another sub coming as Gwynn checks in. Rabel will sit down for TJ. Gwynn in, and Ohadnicki checks out for the Talbots. Five consecutive possessions with lead changes. 1 minute to play, first half. Ball goes to Cups. Fry knocked the ball loose. Cups trying to save it. Danner gets it. Give it to Cups. Looked at a three. Reach in, and a foul called on Justin Fry. Took a chop at the ball, and we can't get that early enough. Two fouls on Fry. Two fouls on the Jags in the quarter. Hampton throw in over on the far side. Gavin Gwynn to Kiet. And he'll feed it right to the corner, and Rabel knocks it out of bounds to check back in with that second foul on Fry.
And the Jags seem to be energized with this small lead defensively. They're really pressuring the basketball, Bob.
Inbound will chase Butler, clear back to his defensive free throw line.
They got Nathaniel Rice in there on the basketball.
And Butler just beats a 10 count.
I wonder what he was doing there.
Jump pass inside. Ball knocked loose and trouble for Romero Lauro, and it'll be an out-of-bounds play for the Jags.
Yeah, Rival did a really good job getting his hands in there to whack that ball off his knee. Excellent hustle.
And Fry, the offense for defense substitution here, checks back into the game. 35 Noah, seconds to play in the half.
And Noah Sear back in for the Jags.
Ball eventually ahead to Kraus. Across the timeline. The Jags hold for one. We'll see. Gardner cross to Sear. Fry spinning. Turkola comes through. And a good job there by Zach Danner, staying right with Turkola.
Yeah, he did an excellent job.
15 seconds to play in the half. The answer is apparently yes.
Yeah, they're going for one.
On the dribble, it's Gardner. Sear back to Gardner for three. Long in and out, won't go. Volleyball put back, won't go. Had time to come down with it and put it back up, but the buzzer sounds, ending the half. Thomas Jefferson, 30. Hampton, 28 after two. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Pretty wild first half, partner.
Whew, I'm trying to catch my breath. The action was up and back and fierce. I'll tell you what. If you let Thomas Jefferson get into this type of a pace, they're going to beat you. You have to slow them down. And they did that early. And that's why I thought that the Talbots were in the lead. They were able to control the pace of the game. But, boy, once Thomas Jefferson gets going, they've got some weapons, Bob.
Hampton led 14-10 after one quarter. TJ scored the first points of the game, but then Hampton took the lead about a minute later with a three ball, and they would push it out to that 14-10 lead after one. and kept that lead to 21-14 and 23-19. Jags starting to make a little run, but go from 21-14. TJ outscoring the Talbots 16-7 the rest of the way. But we had 5 lead changes on consecutive possessions.
It makes for an exciting game. Drives coach is crazy. I'm impressed with Hampton. I mean, they're playing a solid basketball game, but they're playing against a really good basketball team in Thomas Jefferson. And here's the one thing that you got to be concerned if you're Hampton. Justin Fry has barely gotten involved in the game, and Nick Turgula only had the two of them averaging 20 a game, 7 and 4 for the other. So they haven't hit their stride yet. We'll see what happens when they do.
We'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back to Mount Lebanon, and we're at the half, 30-28. Thomas Jefferson with the two-point lead. Let's check some individual numbers. 13 points for Jonas Cups, including three-pointers for Hampton. Gavin Gwynn has 9, 4 for Zach Danner, and 2 for Andrew Butler. Hampton 2-for-2 at the foul line in the ballgame. The Jags are very fortunate that the Talbots got only 2 foul shots in that first half. TJ guilty of 7 personal fouls. On the TJ scoring side, Kane Egerton with 11 points. He averages 9 per game, and he has 11 at intermission. Nick Turkola has 7. I have Brady Krause with 5, 4 for Justin Fry, and 3 for Jeff Rabel. The Jags 2-for-3 at the charity stripe in the first half. 2 fouls on Egerton, 2 on Fry. Nobody on the Hampton side has 2 fouls. At this point, Hampton guilty of called for only 2 fouls in the first half total.
Well, and I got a couple of things here, Bob, that I think are important. For Hampton, Zach Danner has to get the basketball around the basket. When he does, very effective. For Thomas Jefferson, Kane Egerton has done a fabulous job picking up the slack, but they got to get the basketball into Justin Fry. So I would be surprised if we didn't see them come out and run a couple of sets with Fry and Turgula so that either one of them gets an opportunity to get some easy baskets.
TJ will get the ball to start the second half. Winner goes to the WPIL championship game on Saturday night against the Chartiers Valley Moon winner. Those two playing a 7:30 tip at Peters Township. The losers of the two games, though, both have PIAA berths in hand, will square off on Thursday at the higher seed in that matchup. WPIL semifinals wrap up tonight, and then consolation games tomorrow. And just to note, the third place game for these 5A boys is on Thursday. That's actually opening night of the championships at the Peak. But consolation games tomorrow, as well as those are third, fifth, seventh place matchups, second time through. More of those on Thursday, but also the start of the championships. Three games on Thursday, four on Friday at the Pete, and five games on Saturday starting at 11 a.m. This game will be the finale of the championship festival. 7 o'clock tip at the Peterson Event Center. Winner of this game and the winner of the Chartreuse Valley Moon Contest.
Yeah, and it should be a great matchup regardless of which team ends up winning tonight. But I'll tell you what, pace and tempo are so important when you talk about Thomas Jefferson. When they started to run the basketball down the floor, they became very effective and got easy scoring opportunities. They are not afraid to pull up from the three-point line and knock down shots.
Couple of minutes away from the start of the second half. TJ will start with the basketball and the possession arrow. We'll get you there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Wow.
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Certainly appreciate the CCBC's partnership with the WJPA Sports Network, and a big thanks to our sponsors coming on board with us for this WJPA.com broadcast tonight. We have wrestling action aplenty coming your way this weekend. AAA West Regional at Canna McMillan and the AA Southwest Regional at Altoona. All of that action either on WJPA AM or online at WJPA.com. Start to finish Friday and Saturday coverage this week at the two regional tournaments. And then we'll have the action for you from the PIAA Wrestling Championships. All of the Washington Greene County matches we'll have live for you on WJPA. And, of course, basketball playoffs are set to begin. State tournament set to begin on Friday next week. TJ with the basketball. We are underway here in the third, 30-28. Jags with the two-point lead. TJ moving right to left. Those of you listening, right to left here in this second half. Fry, Turkola, three ball in flight. It's good.
What did I say, Bob? Each of those two players touched the basketball in the opening possession. Turkola hits the three.
33-28. The TJ lead is back to five. Three ball near side for the answer. Won't go. Rebound. Follow save. And a pushing foul going to be called on Thomas Jefferson's Brady Krause.
Wow, I didn't see that. I wasn't looking for it. Here it is. Oh, yeah. He Bob, he shoved him.
Nicky put the three up and then tried to get to the loose ball and was going to the corner. He got shoved, so first foul of this half. Cups catch the inbound, puts a three up. Ohadnicki all over the back of Gardner, and no call there. Fry has the ball now. He's going to the hoop. Fry, basket and a foul.
Well, just what the doctor ordered. A little Turkola, a little Fry.
Jags 2 of 3 at the stripe.
Strong
foul called on Zach Danner.
Strong drive that time.
35-28, make it 36-28. Old-fashioned three-point play gives Justin Fry 7 points in the game. And now an 8-point TJ lead, just like that. Back cut, nice pass to Danner for the lay-in. Beautiful feed.
Really was. It was a set play, the back cut. ran it to perfection.
Loose ball. Jags do a nice job to get to it and stay on front court. And again, TJ Player knocked down.
Yeah, they missed that. You can hear the fans not happy about that.
Danner gives it off to Gwynn. Physical battle. Fry and Danner. A couple of 10 and 11 going at it. Gwynn looks for a cutter to Danner. Pass is deflected, and now a foul called on Gwynn. First foul on Gwynn, second foul of the quarter on Hampton. Good deflection there to knock the ball loose, and then Turkola trying to get to it. Got chopped across the arm.
How about this? Your 6'6 player brings the ball up the floor. That tells you something about his skill level.
Fry, high post, Jay, will not go. Nobody home but Talbots. Gwynn rebounds the miss.
And nobody followed the shot.
36-30, TJ plus 6. Ball out on the near wing. Cups gets a screen. Unable to take the shot as Turkola's hand. Three ball in flight. Deep, won't go. Rebound tipped. Lay in and a foul to go with it.
That was Gwynn on the score. Fouled by Gardner, Bob?
Gwynn has 11. Josh Gardner called for his second foul. Three-point play back the other way is good. Gwynn with a dozen points. That's already one more than his game average. And so the TJ lead from 8 down to 2. Or I'm sorry, down to 3. Turkola, baseline, feed it back out. Ball goes to Egerton, and he missed the lay-in. Or excuse me, to Krause missed the lay-in.
Well, he had a wide-open look.
Talbots with the rebound, a reach-in steal. Gardner up the floor, deal with a cross. Krause gets shot blocked. Fry got tripped.
Well,
incidental contact is the apparent ruling. The Jags had a 2-on-1 and didn't get a clean shot.
Yeah,
didn't get the ball to the rim.
Dom DeCicco not happy about the officiating and the lack of calls against this.
Turkola finds Fry cutting to the hoop and a tic-tac foul called here. They're going to rule it hit on the head.
Yeah, he got hit on the head. I saw that part.
Fry's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. And that may be Gwynn picking up his second. It is. Justin Fry hit a foul shot just a few moments ago. Nails this one. 37-33. Thomas Jefferson in front. Jags took the lead with a minute 10 remaining in the first half. And extended that out to an 8-point margin. Fry hits both of his free throws on this trip. TJ's hit 5 in a row at the stripe.
Yeah, they've done a nice job since the opening miss.
Butler deals on the left wing, dish underneath. Danner goes to the hoop, kick out for a 3. Ohadnicki too strong. Rebound, Gardner.
Smallest man on the court gets the rebound.
5'9", Gardner skies and gets it. Dish it over. Turkola, 3 ball. It's good. Turkola has 13.
Starting to heat up a little bit. Turkola, back-to-back threes for him.
An 8-point TJ lead once again. Second time in the game they've pushed it to 8. Cups to Danner. Guarded by Turkola. Take it far side. Kick for a 3. That rolls across the rim. Ohadnicki, maybe a little push. But with what we've seen let go, that's not a foul.
No, not by what we've seen already.
Butler, crossover, cut off at the free throw line. Has help to his left in Cups. Comes back this way. Ohadnicki's drive. Spinorama. Dish gave it off to Romero Lauro. He missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Goes up, and he gets knocked down. Turkola going to get called for the foul. And a couple of free throws coming. 4:02 to play, third quarter. 41-33 Thomas Jefferson. Back on WJPA in just a moment.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy.
if helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
4:02 to play in the third. Foul called on Nick Turkola. Luca Romero-Lauro to the free throw line and hits both. 5 for 5 are the Talbots at the stripe.
A little 2-2-1 full court pressure now, and it's a turnover.
Pass into traffic and too tall. I don't know what Gardner, a little rush there.
Oh, absolutely. You didn't have to rush it.
6-point TJ lead. Quinn on the dribble finds Danner inside for the deuce.
Boy, that was a nice screen and roll that time. Danner rolls down the lane, finishes.
Jags get it ahead this time. Sear to Turkola, straight on three, short. Off the rim, won't go. Danner cleans up the defensive glass.
Talbots, they do not go away. They just hang around, boy. They're tough.
41-37, TJ's lead is 4. Cutting through is Romero-Lauro. Guarded out here on the wing by Noah Sear. Take the ball to the Danner to the top of the key. And now to Gwynn. He was looking to give it back to Danner, but hustling to defend that was Kane Egerton. Romero-Lauro could not get into the paint. Danner gets the ball. Danner feed it out. Looking for Ohadnicki, and now to Gwynn. Dribble drive through traffic, falls down while dribbling. Legal play. Fans want a travel call, but he's going to the floor dribbling and kept that going until he got to the floor.
Absolutely. That was excellent. And then the ball hit off of a TJ player.
TJ timeout. 2:41 to play in the third. Thomas Jefferson 41, Hampton 37. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
2:41 to play in the third, 41-37, Jags with the lead. Winner goes to the WPIL championship game. Both teams already know they're heading to the state tournament next weekend. Hampton's getting the ball inbounds. Bring it near side and right into the corner. Back around, Ohadnicki, work at the perimeter, Danner. Talbots look like they want to draw this TJ defense out away and open some driving lanes.
Well, that's what they'd like to do is spread them out a little bit. Send cutters off that high screen.
Ohadnicki brings it to Danner. Three ball, Gwynn, perfect.
Tell you what, he's had a heck of a basketball game. He's got 15, Bob, if I'm correct.
7-point run for the Talbots to pull to within one. Noah Sear on the drive, cut off by Romero-Lauro. The ball up top to Egerton and back to Sear. He'll take the three, hits it.
How about that for the answer? Noah Sear.
44-40. TJ with the lead. Danner, spinorama, off the window, the iron, and no good. Sear rebounds, 3-on-3 to the elbow, step through, lost the ball going up. And the ball goes over to the Talbots.
Yeah, he did. He just lost the ball, Bob. I mean, he made the nice step through, and the ball just kind of went off his fingertips. I thought they had numbers if they'd have pushed it a little quicker. What's a great game, isn't it?
Coming up on 90 seconds remaining in the third. Thomas Jefferson up 44-40 on Hampton. This is the 3-10 matchup. Gwynn on the dribble, gets a screen from Danner. Three ball in flight off the iron. Long rebound, grabbed by Butler. They're back to Gwynn. Has help, ball knocked loose, and the Jags get it. Turkola, after Gardner knocked it loose, Turkola gets it to Gardner. He's going to the hoop. Basket and a foul. First points of the game for Josh Gardner.
How about nobody stopped the basketball? And he penetrated all the way in. and knocked it in even when he was fouled.
46-40, the foul called on Butler, his second. Free throw in and out, and a rebound comes up the lane where it's grabbed by the Talbots. Johnny on the spot, Tanner Ohodnicki. Side of the lane, Danner feed it over the shoulder, Romero Lauro, and a foul going to be called.
Oh boy.
And it's going to be Turkola picking up his second. And I got to tell you, I don't know what he said, but the face with the that was shown as he was saying it, he's lucky he didn't get another one.
Absolutely. He wasn't happy. And he has done that a couple of times tonight. I know it's a close game. It's an emotional game. You got to keep those things in check.
Ball around the perimeter quickly. Side of the lane lob goes to Zach Danner. Turkola forces him to go deep. Danner kicks to the corner. Cups out there. Cups had 13 points in the first half.
Yeah, they've done a nice job settling him down.
Gives the ball to Gwynn. Guarded by Sear. Now it's Danner far side and get Turkola on him. 25 seconds to play in the quarter. TJ plus six. Hampton with the ball. Looks to be working for a final. Boy, they dribble themselves into trouble. Butler gets it. Kick it near side to Danner. Going to get help down low from Ohodnicki. Danner, reverse layup, hit the iron on the way up. Loose ball grabbed by Fry. Turkola with 5 seconds to go. Ahead to Egerton. Egerton stop and pop for three. Off the rim won't go. And the quarter comes to an end. Thomas Jefferson, 46. Hampton, 40 after three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network and CNX Foundation, presented by NFHS.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I will tell you that when we went to the break, I meant to say on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS, not flipping those last two around, but you get the idea. 46-40, Thomas Jefferson leads Hampton. Talbots will have the ball to start the fourth quarter, 8 minutes on the clock, and the ball fed inbounds.
I think Thomas Jefferson's defense, particularly on Jonas Cups, has changed this game a little bit, Bob. He's not scored in this half.
16-12 scoring advantage in the third for the Jags. They led by two at the break and now by six. Cups pops free, gets open, give it off. Ohodnicki drive, spinorama, got the Turkola airborne, missed the shot then, and Turkola rebounds the miss.
What a rebound in traffic by Turkola. Oh, my goodness.
He'll bring it up, cross the timeline, rifle it to the corner. Fry trying to get to the hoop, and he is held by Ohodnicki. His first foul of the fourth quarter.
I've been very impressed with Turgula's ability not only to score but to pass to his teammates.
Fry catch the inbound, put it right up and in. He has 11. 48-40, Jags push the lead back to eight. Been there a couple of times now. Three ball, Cups got open, just a sliver.
He doesn't need a lot of space.
That's his fourth tray of the game, 48-43.
He can shoot the basketball.
Turkola kicks to the corner. Egerton for three, too strong. Rebound kicks over across to Gardner. Turkola put it on the deck, lost the handle, but Egerton had it come right to him. Egerton tries to step through, missed the shot, gets his own rebound. Throws it out to the far side. Turkola, Gardner inside, get the ball to Fry. He's going up. Shot rejected by Owenicki.
Wow, what action.
Screen set. Gardner ends up on the floor. Butler to Owenicki for three off the back rim. Rebound, Danner. Cups has the ball now.
I think they missed one, Bob.
6:05, playing the game. Thomas Jefferson up 48-43. Cups on the dribble, pulls up, 18-footers and air ball. Hands, lands in the hands of Fry, who will get in front court. Gardner, crossover, got an opening, took it down the lane, and a holding foul on the floor. If it's on the front side, I can't tell you who it's on. And it is. It's on Andrew Butler. If he didn't get it, Gardner was, or Gavin Gwynn was going to.
Yeah, one of the two. Just grabbed him as he started by.
Second foul of the quarter called on Hampton.
Actually, not a bad foul, Bob, because if he'd have gotten by, he had an easy layup.
Romero Lauro checks in, and Butler sits down with his third foul. Inbound play in the lane, intended for Turkola, knocked out of bounds by Zach Danner.
Boy, this has been one tough basketball game. Got to get it in.
Timeout, TJ. Dom DeCicco saw what was happening and used the timeout. It's a full timeout. 5:48 to play in the fourth. Thomas Jefferson 48, Hampton 43 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
TJ scored the first points of this quarter to get the margin to 8. Hampton answered 15 seconds later to get it to 5, and nobody has scored since. Inbound, Gardner, 3, won't go. Rebound, Gwynn. Turkola and Danner ended up locked arms. Could have been a double foul call, but there was no call.
Pretty good look from the corner.
Danner on the left wing. Gwynn, near side, Owenicki. Back out to Gwynn. Jags switch defensively.
They're doing a nice job switching those screens, Bob.
Bring Kraus out on Gwynn. His three won't go. And a rebounding foul going to be called on Hampton.
And I think that's Owenicki.
Owenicki gets his first, team's third. Fry had a good position in that rebound. That shot almost plugged. It almost wedged in there, and when it fell off, Owenicki couldn't get to the ball, and the only thing he could do was foul.
Right, and here comes that press again. Let's see how TJ handles it.
Long pass ahead to Noah Sear, waiting for people to get back on side on the right side of the line. Sear takes it back between the circles here on the Mount Lebanon hardwood. Egerton on the left wing, looks to the top of the key. Sear, the lefty, shoots from the elbow. Good.
Beautiful stroke. I can see why Sears in the game. He can knock down the mid-range.
He hit the three in that third quarter and then hits the deuce from the elbow. Danner kicks to the corner. Three ball short. Rebound Gardner after the miss by Gwynn. Long pass ahead. Catch. Score. Saw Fry sprinting down the far sideline.
Biggest lead of the game for TJ at 9.
52-43, Jags, 4:20 to play in the fourth. Winner goes to the Peterson Event Center. Dom DeCicco, the winningest basketball coach at Thomas Jefferson, looking for win number 296 and well, a WPIL championship.
Bob, you can see it. I mean, they reflect him, and you watch him on the sidelines, the intensity that man has, and I absolutely love the way he coaches. He holds him accountable, boy, I tell you.
Foul on Josh Gardner. First of the quarter on the Jags, the third in the game on Gardner. Coming up on 4 minutes to play, Zach Danner on the dribble for Hampton. Do the Talbots have another run in them? TJ took the lead in the final minute, 10 seconds of the first half. They haven't been tied or behind since. The Talbots have gotten close a couple of times. Gwynn dribbles into traffic and a holding foul, and Gardner's going to get his fourth.
Oh, boy. They need him to stay on the floor. He's coming out.
Rabel checking in.
They're going to play offense and defense with him now, I would think, Bob, if they can.
Gwynn, baseline throw in, gets it to Cups. Three ball in flight, wide left. Long rebound tipped around. Gwynn ends up with it. Take it to the baseline. Three-pointer or jumper 15 feet out won't go. Fry with the rebound of the miss by Romero Lauro.
There was no doubt. Oh, wow.
And a foul on Ohad Nicky. Picks up his third. I have that as number four on Hampton.
Yeah, he just grabbed him, Bob.
And the Talbots want a timeout. 3:35 to play, fourth quarter. Thomas Jefferson, 52. Hampton, 43. Back on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
3:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Thomas Jefferson, 52-43 lead on Hampton. Jags, biggest lead of the ball game. Egerton takes the inbound, trying to avoid getting trapped. Ball got knocked loose. Feed it off, ball knocked into the backcourt. Tracked down there by Noah Sear. They get another 10 seconds to get it across. Sear rips it around to Rabel and out of the far side to Egerton. Don't want to stand there and let the trap get to you.
No, you got to get rid of the ball before the trap comes. Look underneath because you're going to have wide open players. But you got to make yourself available, Bob.
Egerton to the far corner. Turkola jumping across to Sear. And Egerton wants it back.
Yeah, I'd keep Turkola near the basketball with his size. Good target to throw to.
Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Turkola on the wing. Cross court to Egerton. Had Fry underneath. Comes near side. Lucas here for three. In and out. Won't go.
I can't believe he shot that.
Talbots get the rebound. Tanner Ohadnicki up the floor. Talbots down nine. Ball to the baseline. Luke Claus saves that. Drive by Andrew Butler. Keeps it alive. Got bumped a couple of times. Zach Danner with an offhand lay-in on the far side for two.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that last shot by TJ. Didn't need it, Bob.
52-45, 7-point TJ lead. Egerton, Sear, cross court to the hoop goes Turkola. Basket muscled it up and gets fouled.
Now that shot you take because you're going to the basket, you're drawing contact, and you get the basket. Now he gets a free throw. Big finish by Nick Turkola.
Butler picks up his fourth foul. Turkola going to the foul line. Chance to extend the biggest lead of the night to double digits. Free throw perfect. 55-45. Thomas Jefferson with the lead. Turkola with 16 points in the game. 2 minutes to play in regulation. Cups with a dribble. Step back to a three. Air ball saved there by Fry. Push it up ahead and pass too far, and he threw it away.
I'm watching Coach DeSico, and he's just looking. Okay, settle down, he said. With a 10-point lead, you can afford that.
Timeout Hampton. 1:49 to play in the fourth. 55-45. Jaguars over the Talbots, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hampton has two timeouts. Thomas Jefferson has two timeouts remaining. TJ with a 10-point lead. 1:49 to play in regulation.
Well, and if you're Thomas Jefferson, you stay solid on the defensive end. Don't give them any uncontested threes, but don't foul the three-point shooter either. Make sure if a long shot is taken, you block everyone out and secure the rebound.
Talbots, I don't think they can continue to play this, move it around, and look, they've got to go to the bucket quickly, and they do. Zach Danner's shot won't go, and Turkola going to pick up his third foul.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of urgency to you now, because time is not on your side. They got to make these free throws, get up in that press, hopefully get a steal if you're Hampton.
Zach Danner at the foul line for the first time tonight. The Talbots 5-for-5. At the charity stripe. Danner has 10 points for Hampton and misses the first.
Well, and as physical as this game has been, I'm really shocked that that's all they've taken is six free throws tonight.
Well, and TJ's only taken eight.
I know. Hard to believe, Bob. I've seen some physical basketball games, but this is one of them.
Danner ready, wants the ball. Shot in flight and good. 55-46, 1:42 to play, and a foul called. And the Talbots are going to play the foul game. And it's shots at the other end. Kane Egerton going to come to shoot. That foul on Romero Lauro is his first.
And if you're TJ, if you knock your free throws down, you'll keep this at a comfortable advantage. But you got to make foul shots. We saw how important that was in our first game with Cannon McMillan girls.
Egerton 1-of-2 earlier and misses the first here. That's what he did his first trip. He was the first guy to go to the foul line.
Yep. Well, if you make 1-of-2, you're still in great shape.
Second free throw is in flight, and that's no good. Rebound Hampton. Cups clears the glass.
Still time, still life.
Butler across the timeline, goes to Cups, gets a hard screen from Danner, give and go. Danner gets it back, got away with a walk.
He certainly did.
Butler's two-pointer won't go. Fry rebounds in traffic. The Talbots don't want to foul him for sure. Long jump pass ahead to Turkola. Two on one, steps around Cups, basket and a foul on Cups.
Now some people would say, should he have taken that? Absolutely. 6'6", as strong as Nick Turkola is, get to the rack. Such a good player, Bob. Can do so many things offensively.
1:15 to play in the game. The lead is 11, and Turkola here at the stripe with a chance to add to that, and he does. He has 19 points on the night.
This game is all but in the book. 12-point lead.
Danner gets it to Butler. And quickly to Gwynn, midcourt. Cups cuts to the hoop. His reverse layup won't go, and Turkola rebounds the miss. Fry has the ball. Get it to Turkola. Looks one way, throws it the other. Noah Sear. And now Fry takes the feed, goes for the lay-in. 15 for Fry. 14-point Jags lead. 50 seconds to play. Zach Danner on the drive, scores over Turkola, and a timeout for Hampton. Zach Danner with a dozen. 60-48, Thomas Jefferson in control in the final minute. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hampton has one timeout left, 41.6 seconds to play, and the deficit is a dozen.
Yeah, there aren't too many teams that can overcome that deficit, Bob. This game is pretty much in the books. Well, I tell you what, TJ's played great in the second half. And I said they had to get the ball to their two best players. They've been able to do that with Nick Turkola and Justin Fry.
Jags get the ball inbounds. Turkola, Fry.
Got to get it over.
There it is. Long diagonal pass to Egerton. Drop it back to Fry. Butler bumping into him. And Turkola has the ball at the midcourt logo. 25 seconds to play. Gardner and a foul called on Cups. That will be his third. And Gardner to go to the line to shoot a pair.
I'm surprised they fouled there, Bob, with only 21 seconds left.
Gardner's first effort, nothing but net. And Gwynn checks in. Ohadnicki checks out. Gardner's second foul shot is well short. And a rebound for the Talbots. Butler, outside the elbow, off the glass, the rim, no good, and Fry rebounds it. The Jags do not have to get it in front court even. They will, and just park it right there and run it out. Listen to the crowd.
Wow.
Six lead changes, five in the final 3 minutes of the first half. And TJ never trailed again.
Tell you what, they put on a show tonight. Quality basketball team.
Thomas Jefferson, 61. Hampton, 48. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Welcome back to Mount Lebanon. Euphoria on the near side, not so on the far, but that's what makes these games fun and exciting to be in. And, you know, the old Wide World of Sports line about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Well, if there was no agony of defeat, there could be no thrill of victory.
Exactly, Bob. And I'll tell you what, hats off to Hampton. Incredible effort. But the number 10 seed, a little bit too much Justin Fry and Nick Turgula. And I said at halftime, those two had to do more. And look at this, Bob, if my stats are correct. Justin Fry scores 11 second-half points. Nick Turgula scores 11 second-half points. Am I right on that?
It looks like I have a dozen for Turkola.
Okay, well, I was close. Pretty good, though. I mean, that's what they had to do. And, you know, being the veteran coach that we all know Dom DeCicco is, I mean, he probably said that at halftime. Look, you two guys, you've brought us this far. Take us over the hill. And credit to Thomas Jefferson. They're so much fun to watch. When they get that ball out and go, boy, in high gear, hard to defend.
And they will take it up Cardiac Hill to the Peterson Event Center and take on the Chartiers Valley Moon winner. That will be a Saturday 7 p.m. scheduled tip at the Pete. Let's recap it for you. TJ scored the first points of the game, but Hampton came back with a 3 and a 2 to take a 5-2 lead, and they held that lead through the entire first quarter. And then to about the 3-minute mark of the second quarter, TJ had battled back to within a point, 23-22. And then five consecutive possessions, the lead changed. TJ taking the lead on an old-fashioned 3-point play to end the first half. Jeff Vrabel had a bucket and a foul shot for his only points of the game. TJ went in front 30-28. And Hampton couldn't get square again. They would battle back a couple of times after the Jags pushed it to an 8-point lead early in the third. And again later in the third at about the 4:45 mark, up 41-35. But here came Hampton to get to within 41-40, a 7-0 run for the Talbots. TJ again pushed it to 8 with a bucket to start the fourth quarter. Talbots get a 3 to pull to within 5. But that was about all she wrote. Jags up 52-43 with a couple of buckets, and then a bucket and a foul shot, another bucket and a foul shot, a couple of old-fashioned three-point plays for Nick Turkola, and the Jags pushed the margin to 14 and eventually win it by 13, 61-48. Hampton 14-10 advantage in the first, but TJ 20-14 in the second to lead 30-28. 16-12 TJ in the third, 15-8 in the final quarter. And Thomas Jefferson wins it 61-48. Let's check individual scoring for you. I have Nick Turkola with 19, Justin Fry 15, Kane Egerton with 11. The Jags hit 8 of 13 foul shots in the game. On the other side, Jonas Cupps with 16, but 13 of that 16 in the first half. He drained 4 three-pointers in the game. I have 15 points for Gavin Gwynn and Zach Danner with a dozen for the Hampton Talbots. So it's on to the WPIL championship game for Thomas Jefferson, now 23-2 on the year. Hampton drops to 15-8. They'll play the Chartiers Valley Moon loser for third place. All four semifinalists have already locked up PIAA playoff spots, and that will all get started next weekend. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here. I'm going to go clear back to the second quarter. TJ down 21-14, and Kane Egerton took over.
He did.
A two, a couple of threes that not only kept the Jags in the game, but it put them in position to take the lead back, and they went on to do that. our CCBC Washington County player of the game with 11 points tonight, but a huge 8-point second quarter, Kane Egerton.
Well, and I think what happened at that point, too, was they were able to get the tempo changed and get out and go a little bit. He hit that pull-up three, which was beautiful. So you're right, key play, key moments of the game. Kane Egerton, excellent job, but let's not downplay how important Nick Turgula and Justin Fry are to this team, because he may be the engine, but they make the thing go. They're such talented basketball players.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our thanks to head coaches Dom DeSico and John Cangilla, to host athletic director John Grogan and his crew here at Mount Lebanon. For my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Eric Bennett, Cam Pritz, and Grady Peterson on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 5A Boys Semifinals at Mount Lebanon, your score, Thomas Jefferson 61, Hampton 48. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.